Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have Molly Densmore with me. How are you feeling today on this Sunday?
Good. It's gross out. I'm have to leave after this, and I'm sad about it. I mean, I kind of just wanted. I can't even make words right now. I just want to. I like the next place I'm going. I'm going to do a show. I just want to transport. I want to like teleport.
Wait, where's your show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Okay. And where do you live? Brooklyn?
South Slope. It's going to take like an hour or more. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the weather is all dreary. I had shows in Manhattan yesterday. I'm in Philly. And the dreary rain, thank God it wasn't coming down hard, but it was just, a dreary vibe. And it still has dreary vibes today.
Yeah, hopefully it'll make people want to come into a place and giggle and get out of the dreariness. Who knows?
I hope so. I feel like, I don't know how you feel about lunar eclipses, but I felt like when that one happened with the full moon, it was very intense. I don't know if you're into that stuff of connections to the moon and things, but have you felt a shift in the last couple of weeks?
I feel like I have an aversion to it because I'm from Woodstock. So because I got so much of that shit growing up, when people do it, I'm like, yeah. The thing, I think the moon stuff is interesting. The horoscope shit, I'm like, get out of my face. Even though, but I'm a total hypocrite because I'll be like, it's all bullshit. It doesn't mean anything. And then I'll start dating a guy and I'll be like, are we compatible? Like, I'll start like Googling our star sign. So I'm a total hypocrite with it.
Now, I do tarot readings and
Well, see, I would want to
cabalistic.
do that, even though.
Do you, well, how do you feel about tarot readings? Have you ever had one?
Probably when I was like little. No.
Okay. Oh, I should have taken my tarot deck with me to give you a reading at the end. Maybe I can still do that and run
Does
into the
that
other.
work over the computer?
Yeah, it does. I think it does. You might have your own beliefs around it, and I just think it, I love it. And I had my own spiritual awakening after a near-death experience. So I was already doing comedy and then it infused. But I used to think the beliefs I have now were batshit. Do you know what I mean? So
I love the near-death experience. Like, that was some creepy to say. I'm sorry you had that. I love stories. I find them very fascinating. Oh, yeah. I
Oh,
think
it's fucking nuts. When I think back on the moment of thinking that my son and I were about to die. It was a car crash. And
God.
as my car was spinning because a tire blew, I could see other car lights coming at me, at us, so close by. And somehow they didn't hit us. We hit the guardrail on the other side of the highway and the car was totaled, but we were okay. Thank the universe, you know? But after that is when I started really experiencing the other side, you know, speaking to me in a certain way that I hadn't really experienced before that to that degree. So, but yeah, I grew up like a Jewish atheist and
yeah.
then became agnostic. Anyway, that I was just curious
I'm
what
pretty
you thought.
agnostic too, but no, I'm very fascinated with all that stuff. I love the I used to have a bit about it. I stopped doing it about reincarnated kids. I'm obsessed with them. I think the bit was about how like I don't really believe it's real because I definitely would have said inappropriate stuff. They would have just been like, "Wow," they'd say, "Oh, this colored," or they'd say something really. You'd be like, "No," what? And be like, "Wow, but I'm from the 40s. It was the appropriate thing to like." They'd be totally saying inappropriate
Why
shit.
don't you tell that joke anymore?
I don't. I should. I think I was afraid like people get offended that even I was doing a character. I think it's that it was too long. I think I just need to cut it, or I need to. It needs to be like a snip. You know, sometimes you have a very long bit, not to get too like inside baseball, but you have like a long one, and then it's kind of okay. But you realize like, oh, just one line from that is really good, and I can use that. So maybe that's what it'll be. But yeah, I should probably do that again. I'm obsessed with it. I think it's so cool and interesting. I do kind of think reincarnation is real to a degree. Like, I believe in some woo-woo stuff. And I'm also agnostic, but I think there's something else going on. So I
I
think
think
it's
a lot of creative, artistic, musical people are in tune with that other side a bit more, even if they're not deeply spiritual in their beliefs in that way. I think they're in that flow more, in a sense. That's what I found. I love creative people.
Yeah, you get in that flow. I've had that. I feel like I've had that flow dancing. I don't know if I've ever
Oh.
really had it. Well, that like high feeling. I guess I've had it when comedy goes well.
Yeah. I
What
loved watching your stand-up, by the way, because I got to
about you?
hang with you. I guess it was like a month ago. And
Yeah.
I really enjoyed talking to you beforehand and then going in and watching some of your set. And actually, the first topic I have written down is kind of based on a starter of what you said that I very much feel similarly with. You said you're not into the extreme political beliefs,
I can't
usually.
anymore. I get that was the first time I tried that. That crowd was rough. I got them later. They could be like, Urgh! But yeah, I'm glad something good came out of that show. I can't, like, I think the far right is a lot more dangerous, but I mean, honestly, I used to think, I think they're both very dangerous, but I used to, and I still think the far right is more dangerous, but I used to be less afraid of the far left, if that makes sense.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the far right now, I mean, Trump's openly saying he wants to be a dictator, right? He's making comments about there won't be another election. You won't have to come out and vote again. Like, I don't fuck with that at all. Like, no, we need to have elections. It needs to be based on what the people want, you know? So, plus so many other things that
It's
makes
crazy.
him
Yeah,
very
it's
scary.
like it's amazing. Like any opportunity that dude has to act like a good person, he cannot do it. It's like truly, it's astounding. Regardless of your politics, whatever, if you're right or left or you want to vote for him, you have to, like anytime. He does not have the capacity to be a good human being.
He looked the coolest right after his assassination attempt, where it nicked his ear. I hate to say it, but in that moment, I was impressed. I was like, okay, that was gangster.
Well, I was doing stand-up that night, and I found out right before, pretty like 15 minutes maybe before going on stage. I was like, I have to talk about this. And yeah, obviously it was him and Biden. And I was like, we are done. We're goodbye. Like I was like, the tackle alone would have killed Biden. It is done. But then now I'm happier. I think gonna win, but who knows? Who knows? Yeah, that was so badass. I was
I
like, fuck.
know, I know. But, you know, I am glad he survived, even though I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, him surviving is a good thing.
That was
And
crazy.
I just really agree, just with not falling into duality, not just in politics, but in life, so many people like to take one hard side without seeing the grays in the middle. And I feel like we're in a kind of spiritual war of sense of just beliefs. And if you can't see as many perspectives as possible, you're just going to get too triggered with all the different changes that I think we're in store for. Like we just had, I'm sure you've seen the horrific flooding in
Oh yeah.
Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina. Like, and unfortunately, I think we're going to see more extreme weather events because I believe climate change is real and this shit's happening.
What if
And
I was
then
not? What if that was my stance? You know what I mean? It's like,
were
fuck
like, fuck the earth. And I was like, oh my God, Molly.
I'm only extreme on that.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what you said?
Yeah. And I didn't see that coming in the rest of the podcast. I'm just like in shock.
We're
I'm
just
like, oh
fine
my
thinking
God.
about that the whole time. Like pollution is fine. Nothing is wrong. Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
And I just think as different extreme changes occur, it's going to be how you can ride those waves, like how you navigate what's already a tricky existence in a sense. And the next stop, it leads me to the next topic, which I think you and I are both into the apocalypse as a concept, because I tried shopping a show. I did a sizzle with some very great comics called Apocalypstic. Never sold, obviously, but I was obsessed with the character I got to play in it. You know, she's like a mad woman. I love it.
That's so fun. Yeah.
We had like the Deadly Amish in it. Like we had all these different factions that, you know, but obviously it didn't turn into anything yet. If it does, I would love to offer you a part, maybe as Deadly Amish or whatever you'd want to be.
Love to be a deadly punish. I can churn butter. It looks sexual, but I can churn. This is my
Turn it,
life.
and then it's a weapon, though. You're like, shh.
Oh, I would love that. I would love to be a deadly Amish. That's like a dream role. That sounds
So
fun.
I just
But
wanted
my
to,
friend and I, yeah, sorry, you.
oh, well, I just wanted to know your thoughts on the apocalypse because you have a show called, what's it called?
Happy Time Apocalypse.
Happy Time Apocalypse. So I wanted to know, do you actually feel like we're on the verge of an apocalypse or I'm curious.
Well, that show, that's funny because I named that show. My friend and I co-produced that show, New York Comedy Club, every second Wednesday of the month, if anybody's listening and wants to come. I named it that during COVID when we were doing the show over Zoom. And I was like, what's a good name for this show? It just seemed like a really apropos name. And then it went from Zoom to like random rooftops, which was a hot mess. You remember the dark times on the roofs. And then we moved it to the Broadway Comedy Club, and I won't say anything public about them. And then we went to the Stand, and then we ended up at New York Comedy Club. So it's been this whole journey. And so like very happy with what it's turned into. But that's kind of why that started. It was like COVID, but
So
it's
you
still
were in the
now.
middle of an apocalypse of sorts with COVID.
Yes. But it still feels very,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, dude. It's funny. Right before this, my friend was like, I was talking to she's been my best friend since we were like eight. And she was like, are you okay? Like, you should get off social media. I was like, you're right. But also hard because we're comedians and you kind of have to be on, you have to, I should just post things and stop looking at it. But that is way more easy. That's easier said than done. And she was like, yeah, I took like a 4 month detox. I was like, I can't really do that. But I was like, I appreciate you. I can get better at like getting
Aww.
it. So it was very sweet. But like, yeah, I think that social media definitely makes us think that things are more apocalyptic than they are, but they're still really shitty. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I had somebody in my DMs like, this is like the worst things have been. And I was like, no, it's not. I was like, then we had the bubonic plague. Like, we're chill. Life is pretty dope for like,
We have a lot of us have our needs met. Now, obviously, not to get too depressing, there are places right now in the world that are not doing well. I won't
hell,
get too
like
into it
literal
politically.
hell for them. Yeah.
Yes, I would like a ceasefire. I've said this before. But I think there's so much political shit going on with Israel and everything and just the leaders and like how much power each one really has, and like the UN already took a stance, but it seems that they have no power in a sense.
Yeah.
So there are some places that are like in full apocalypse mode. Here where we are, I definitely think, even though there's some pretty drastic changes happening, like the flooding and all sorts of like earthquakes going on in California. I don't know, man. Like, I get nervous about California. I'm like, some of it's sliding into the ocean. So I feel like that could put us in an apocalyptic state if those disasters keep happening.
What was it? Did Vienna flood? What flooded? Was it Vienna? Was it?
There's
What
flooding all like worldwide. I'll see different
was
videos of stuff
it?
in China. There's like a massive landslide. India, I've seen stuff. I think it's happening where just the earth's shifting. Whatever Mother Earth is doing, it's trying to survive. You know, it's just making the adjustments that entity needs to make, whatever you want to call a planet. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I feel like.
Bloomberg would focus on that a little bit more. Like, you ruined my dreams. Like, you need to have focus on this thing, maybe. Yeah, it also turns out people really don't like the Jews. I know it's shocking. I never shocking. People are very mad at the Jews right now. But yeah, it does feel, I don't know, I feel like, yeah, the stuff with the climate is obviously insane. I mean, there's always been insane stuff, but it's like every scientist who's not crazy has been like, yeah, this is a problem. So it's weird to me that people would be like, no, I know more than you. But yeah, in terms of, I feel like there's more of like a mental, I guess where I'm seeing the apocalyptic shit is more mental, like how like TikTok has just broken everyone's brains, namely young people. It's weird. Like I also fucking, I mean, I don't have to go too into it, but I hate Netanyahu. I call him that demon from hell, like how I like to refer to him. But I still don't think it's good to like think that Hamas is like a boy band. Like these kids are, I mean, it's
Right.
so insane, these people.
Of course.
So, and then I feel like I'll say very rational things and people are like, what? And I'm like, all right. So that fosters extremism. And obviously, like algorithms, don't like, sound-minded people. Like there are people that I love though that I found. Like there's this Palestinian peace activist, Ahmed Al-Hatib, who's amazing. There's so many of them, but it's like they don't, their voices get over, overshadowed by crazy people. And yeah, so like that's concerning to me. I just think like mentally that the extremes really lend to the apocalyptic feel. And I feel like this is something I was trying to explain to my friend like literally a few minutes ago, that yeah, getting off of social media is definitely, it's good for all of our brains, we should all be off of it. It's terrible, but I'm like the craziness is still like, especially in New York City, I'm like it's fucking everywhere, like it's on the walls, it's in people's having these, it's just, so I was like, I don't think that, I think that would help, I'm sure, to get off of social media, or at least take like some kind of a, try to approach it in a different way of like posting and then getting off. But it wouldn't like, I took news off my phone that I can't, I did that a while ago, that I cannot wake up to hell. I can't have the first thing I see like 80,000 babies drowned in a, whatever. Like I can't, I have to like actively look it up. So that I think has been good. But
Yeah,
yeah.
it's better to look it up because then you can search for it when you're ready. That's what I do when I'm ready to do my news search of the day and take it in if possible, because sometimes it's crazy to try to take in. You're like, this is just a nightmare, some of the things that are happening. One of the things that's been crazy is that Diddy got arrested, P. Diddy.
Yep, we're going to talk about that diabolical lunatic.
Yes, he got arrested for sex trafficking and racketeering charges, which include fraud, extortion, bribery, etc. It looks like he may have paid $1 million to put a hit out on Tupac. That won't be decided until the trial. And there, people are saying that there are a ton of other high-profile people who went to these freak-offs where I guess that's where minors were sometimes involved, or drugging people, bribery, secretly taping the parties, and then extorting them. So there was a lot that went down. Not to mention, I'm hearing there were tunnels that led from his house to other millionaire, billionaire people's
Hamas? Like,
houses.
what's going on? He's Hamas now. Christ, all freaking mighty. Oh, what has he not done? What
I
has he
know, and I
not done?
just feel like there, I don't even want to name the other names right now. I actually do get scared sometimes to like, because sometimes I'm really bold and I'm like naming all these like big time celebrities. And then I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that until the law has called them out. But when I scroll through TikTok, I'm seeing a lot of different names that are associated. One who's associated, sadly, is Justin Bieber because he was signed guardianship. P. Diddy was signed guardianship of Bieber for 48 hours. I guess Usher had guardianship somehow, which is also odd, but then signed it over to Diddy. So, unfortunately, and I feel bad because Bieber's story is kind of coming out without him sharing it, but it looks like there may have been abuse to Justin Bieber as well as many others. So.
Yeah, man, I was saying I feel so white talking about this, but let's go ahead, talk about Diddy. He's the devil. I don't know what he hasn't done, but it's also, have you seen the Jaguar interviews on it? Like
Yes.
it's everything. It's like he's responsible for climate change. I'm like, all right, I'll take, you know what? I don't know what to believe anymore. But the thing, one of the things, I mean, it's very Epstein-y, obviously. There's like
Yeah.
the blackmail with the tape, but there's also like, isn't a pattern. It's like he abused everyone. It's like young boys, young girls, men, women, like everybody. He seems like such a psychopath. And it does kind of make sense because you're like, he's not a talented guy. Like, he's not a talented rapper. I just, he's good at bringing people together and I guess, being a demon. But one of the thing that seems ne one so nefarious to me is if he's tied to the death of Biggie. I was talking to a friend about this, that I was like, he is Iago from Othello. Like he is, like if he either got him killed, whatever, led to his death, and then right after came out with that, the every step you take, whatever, if I
That
just sing the whole song with
was
freaking,
pretty.
I heard that song yesterday and there's some like trolley, one of those trolley things in New York. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, no, okay, I can't hear any music anymore. But it like, if he fucking killed him and then recorded the song with his widow about how sad he was dead. I was like, this is you that it's such a, it's in, ugh. He's
I
evil.
know.
He's a villain. He's a Bond villain. He's a from like the, he's biblical. He's a biblical villain, if that's true. But
I mean, it
it,
sounds like a lot of people in the industry, not all of them, but a lot became demonic. They didn't know what to do with their power, their money, their fame, and they abused their power big time. So it's definitely a pattern, obviously, Epstein, and then all the politicians, all the CEOs linked to it. I mean, a ton of CEOs stepped down right after Diddy's arrest. I'm sure some were for other reasons, but I'm guessing a lot had to do with them being at those parties and involved in that stuff. And I just think it's very easy to get swept away mentally. You're kind of talking about that with the apocalypse we're dealing with and how much it's mental. And I think you have to have strength of character to go through this life properly, truly. I mean, as a spiritual person, I believe it, but I think it also just, yeah, I think the darkness comes to light in a sense. Truth will be exposed, and I'm happy for it. I was glad when Epstein, so glad when Epstein got caught. I'm upset the lists never got released, and I don't know how much of Diddy's lists will get released. I hope a lot of truth comes out, but some people have a lot of money and a lot of power, so you never know. You never know.
like, why do we even want to be in show business anymore? I mean, like, you're not gonna get to that level. Most people, I mean, that's on such an insane level, but it's like, yeah, it's also messed up. I remember hearing years ago Justin Bieber saying some really disturbing things he saw in general, and it was just kind of just brushed off, like, oh, he's just kind of crazy. And it's like, he's not. He was, I think he saw some really obviously experienced horrifying things, but also like saw really terrifying things. And then, yeah, there, it's just used as blackmail, I guess. And it was like arson. Racketeering is such a funny name for what he did. Like, for
I
all of
had
this
to look
stuff.
that up. I was like,
Sounds
what the heck
like
is racketeering?
it's from like the 1700s. It's so weird.
Felt like they didn't want to list directly what he did. It was a way of kind of avoiding. But the
Yeah.
sex trafficking already is like, oh, okay, demon. And just all, these women are coming out with stories of him raping them. And I hate when people are like, oh, why is she speaking out now? It's like, because she feels safe finally. Imagine that happening, and this person has that much fame and power. You're scared for your life. And I mean, people are saying his ex-wife's death, Kim Porter's life, or her death, is linked to him. Who knows? I'm hoping the trial deals with all of it, but
Yeah, I
you
was gonna say
know.
that. And his wife died before. Like, seems like when people want to come out and say things, they mysteriously catch pneumonia
Exactly.
thing. So, yeah, God, really powerful psychopathic men need to go away. Hot take, but don't, not a fan. Yeah, it's so crazy. And yeah, I'm sure it's not only like, as he is obviously horrible and a psychopath, but there's like, I guess there's so many people also involved that are
Right.
like, that we know about and probably don't know about, like producers and other musicians and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, just people of insane power. I mean, people are linking Clive Davis to the whole thing. And he, I guess, is like a huge, what, music industry mogul? Is that how you say that word? And, and
Yeah.
like, and I get scared even to mention his name because I think these people have become just so quick to kill people and have people
I'm not
killed.
scared. Clive, come at me. Come at me, Clive. I can take you. Come at me. I don't care
I
anymore.
wouldn't come at you. I wouldn't come at you, Molly. I feel like you could fuck someone up.
This little apron over here. I'll fuck up Clive. Stupid apron that I never use. Yeah, I don't know. I do think that is kind of one. This is gonna sound fucked up, like a perk to. I mean, I work from home and I don't have kids and I don't, and like, and I just kind of do a hodgepodge of different things. So I understand why people don't come out and like name certain names or like are like say political things that they're like, I don't want to fuck with my. I'm like, I don't have that problem. I can say whatever I want. I don't care if you like, I just don't give a shit anymore. I'll say whatever. I'm not,
But
and
I
I'm like,
love that.
cancel. Nobody knows who I am. Great, I'll get more famous if I like there's nothing to cancel, like, but I do get it. I don't judge people at all who like depending on what your job is or what you're, you know, you're people who don't want to get into shit, but
I
I
think it's good that
don't
you are that brave because I try to be, but I do think that there are scary people out there, and I kind of felt the wrath of society a little bit once after I put out my Labia Game rap and then like moved back to my hometown. I definitely felt, because I think when you're in Manhattan and everyone's pushing the limits, when you're hanging out at comedy clubs, people are pushing the limits. You get in that world so much that you're like, it doesn't matter. And then when I had to re-enter and start teaching again, it was, I felt the ramifications. So I think now as I re-enter comedy more, I'm like, okay, I want to balance this. But I do feel the fear sometimes of just like, yeah, people don't always like a loud mouthed woman. That's
oh,
for
so I need to, but sometimes I've gotten in trouble because sometimes if you hang around comedians too much or if you're in that environment too much, I just forget what all decorum is and I'll say stuff and people will look at me like, I'm like, oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. Civilized people speak differently. Forgot about that.
But it's so refreshing to not have a conversation filled with like PC
Yeah.
filters and that. It's like,
Boring.
ugh.
You know what I think is this? That, I think that's more with the, and it does not really represent Woodstock. I just feel like I encountered it quite a bit growing up. Any kind of like toxic positivity, that to me is such a bummer. Like, that's not positive to me. Anybody's like, everything's amazing. I'm like, you make me want to jump off. Like, I first of all, I don't believe that you're mentally well. You make me want to chop my own head off by the end of this conversation. Like, I think it's so much more fun to be like, the world's shit. Let's laugh at it. And I think I've also kind of, I don't want to say like gotten in trouble for that, but like not even stuff with that I've made jokes about, but sometimes, but even sharing like in a story, like a really dark, like another comedian saying something I think is darkly funny, and then like people getting mad at me. I'm like, I'm just, I don't, whatever. We live in hell. I'm gonna laugh at it's how I cope, and you don't have to like it, but I don't know. I think that's a way more fun way to deal with stuff instead of pretending everything's great.
And what'd you call it again?
Painful, but sorry.
What'd you call it again? It was like toxic positivity or.
Toxic positivity. When everyone's like, everything's amazing. Like, I think it's important to be grateful that, yeah, that we're not living in like, you know, a war-torn, horrible, hellish, or we're not like women in Afghanistan. Like, I'm very happy about that. And I think that is also a problem to get back to the far left, why people wonder why like immigrants come here and like want to vote Republican. It's just like because they have such horrible lives and then they come here and then some people on the left are like, America's the worst place ever. It's like literally worse than North Korea and we hate it. And they hear that and they're like, you're an idiot. I don't want to be on whatever team you're on. So like I think it's important to be grateful, but I also think it's important to like at least what I like to do and surround myself mostly with people who can like laugh at how insane everything is.
It's
If
so
that
much
makes
more
sense.
painful to deal with someone living in a false reality. I don't really have the energy for it. And then I look really mean because I can't match that toxic positivity. Like my face doesn't have the energy to do it. I have like full on Lyme disease. I walk with the cane. I don't have the energy to like fake smile and go along with that kind of way of being. I'd rather, if I'm in pain or I'm seeing the pain and the craziness of the world, I'm like, yeah, let's say what's actually is going on. It feels better. It's like a breath of fresh air. You don't have to put on this facade.
Yeah, and some people don't like it and it's fine. It's like you don't really have to hang out with them, or you can hang out. I can have like handle some of those people in doses. Like, just I can like do a little bit, but
Yeah. You have to do that in order to be a sane person, I guess.
At least I do. Like I like everything's different. I'm like, you don't have to, but it just makes me feel like, I don't know if you know the comedian Tim Dillon. I love him so much. I mean, like, I don't really know his stand-up that much, his podcast. He's such a, I don't agree with like anything he says, really, like politically, anything. I just think he's like, he's such a good ranter, and I just think he's so, and he's very I don't know. He's very like pessimistic, but I think it's in such a funny way, and it's something that I find very, like you were saying, like refreshing.
I
That.
liked him. I was friends with him, and he's been on the podcast a couple times.
Okay.
Check those ones out,
Okay.
guys.
Yeah, I will. I
No,
will.
you don't have to. More like if people want to listen, but no, I feel the same way. He's refreshing to listen to because he's authentic. He's going with it, you know? And when I first met him, I drove him to a show. It was like 2 or 3 hours away, right? And I gave him a tarot card reading. Maybe he drove and we switched. I forget how it happened, but I gave him a tarot card reading. Maybe it was once we got there at the bar. Okay. He's acting all into it. He gets on the stage and fucking roasts me and the tarot card reading. And I couldn't even be mad because it was so fucking funny. But he was like calling me a witch. He said, we use the tarot cards as a GPS to get there. But I couldn't hate on it at
I
all.
can picture it. Like, I came in with a witch. I can't do his voice. He sounds like he's choking. Like he has the energy of like old Long Island woman who's been like smoking 10 packs a day, just screaming on a porch. Like that's this is what I came here with a witch. She was terrible. He's so funny.
Yeah, he's one of the funniest comics I've seen live, for
Like when
sure.
he yells at people too with audience. I just, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I really don't. I mean, I don't think he votes. I mean, I don't know. He kind of rag. He's very kind of a satirist who just, I guess, rags on everybody. But I think he's definitely way more far right than I am when based on this.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's some of the stuff he's saying is just absurd, but some of the stuff he said, like, I very much disagree with, but I'm still laugh at. Like, I love speaking of making fun of America, but also feeling grateful to be here, whatever. His speech, it's like what America means to me, is I think it's like 40 minutes long. It's my favorite speech on America. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He's like, oh my God, like America is having an abortion with a gun. Like stuff like that. It's just so funny. So anyway, that's the type of stuff that I gravitate towards more than, like, that makes me feel joy in my heart, opposed to somebody being like,
Theo Vaughn feels very authentic. When I see his podcast clips, I feel like he's someone just sharing how he actually thinks. And yeah, sometimes it can seem fucked up, but it never is to me because you can feel his intent. You know, like he's a good person saying exactly what he thinks. It can be taken the wrong way, but I find his shit funny a lot. Just the podcast clips I've seen. I don't know if I've seen his stand-up, but I appreciate that. That authentic voice.
yeah, I need it. I need it. It doesn't mean I want to hang out with people who are like, I think there's a difference between like a curmudgeon and a bummer. Like, you know what I mean? Like a curmudgeon's fun, a bummer is just kind of like just complaining about everything. Like have some jokes in there if you're gonna.
You have to have levity within it, or it's too dark. It's too depressing. By the way, did you hear about New York City Mayor Eric Adams and
I
that
don't
whole
know what's
thing?
going on with that at all. Whether it was something with Turkey, what did he do? I don't
He got
know.
indicted on federal charges, including bribery, wire fraud, etc. So it looks like, you know, there were money exchanges for political favors or vacation favors or whatever. I didn't research this quite as much, but it's once again people abusing power getting exposed. And I'm for that because I don't like that feeling of power imbalance. There can be some, right? I'm not saying I'm not a capitalist at all. But, you know, anytime someone who's really in power is abusing it and gets caught, I'm into it.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. I just heard there was something with, you know, Turkey money embezzlement. Was it not embezzlement? The other, what you were saying. I don't know. I feel like there's so much going on right now. I'm like, are we getting a new mayor? What's happening? I don't even, I don't know. It's, I don't even know. But
It'll
yeah.
be refreshing if we see more politicians with an authentic voice. I have seen a couple, maybe, where when I see clips of them speaking, I'm like, wow, okay. She seems, I wish I could remember her name. There's one who I'm seeing more and more clips of, and she seems to be speaking her mind in a really blunt way. And I love it. You know,
Yeah.
because I don't like when you watch clips of them having their meetings and everything has to sound so perfect, where you're like, cut the crap, talk like a person.
Yeah. I think I don't know that much about New York City politicians. I like Richie Torres from what I've seen. There's other people, I don't know. I should be more learned about it. I just kind of used to laugh at Eric Adams as just like a weird, he just seems like a weird guy. But like, I'm like, all right, I don't really know. I know a lot of
I
people
thought
don't.
it was a Diddy Party connection at first because he totally kind of looks like he'd be at a freak off.
Oh God, I don't want to think about Eric break up. And then he's talking about like being vegan, and some of it's getting too crazy. Some people are like, I went into his fridge and there was bacon. It's like, I don't give a shit. Can you just
That's hilarious.
like.
Wait, I used to be a vegan and then a vegetarian. Now I'm no longer vegetarian. I eat a lot of vegetarian. However, when I was deep in that community, I had some vegan friends and I would go, I'd say, oh, I'm hungry. They'd be like, go into the fridge. And then they'd forget that there was like a non-vegan item in the fridge. And they'd be like, please don't judge us. And I would always be like, dude, like I wouldn't. But that's how the community was. Like they were
I think
so
these people
judgy.
need to be killed. I went from being not extreme to totally. I think anybody who's ever said that needs to be. I think I want to be a dictator. I think we need
No.
one. Gone the other way. I really have. I think I'm going to be the dictator we all need. The first step will be all vegans who are that annoying need to go.
Yeah, because I do love vegans, the concept. If you want to do a no harm thing, great. But yeah, when there's heavy judgment, well, it's the extreme political beliefs in a sense that we're talking about. This isn't.
They're unhappy because I tried to be vegan for a month and I was very unhappy. So I imagine.
I was vegan for 2 years. It was okay. I was vegan my pregnancy, and that was fucking difficult. I would not do that again. But if I was living in Manhattan, I would definitely eat more vegan because there are a shit ton of delicious vegan options.
I eat vegan. I'm pretty mostly vegetarian. Like I was vegetarian actually for a very long time, and then I just kind of, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And it processed meat. It's bad for everybody. It's inhumane. It's bad for the environment. It's all this stuff. But yeah, I just can't do the vegan thing. Again, nothing against it, but I'm like, I will eat a burger looking into your eyeballs. And if you have a problem with that, I don't know. I just don't like
That
it.
could be a t-shirt. I'll eat a burger looking into your eyeballs. No, I mean, I do think it's good to own it. My son's vegetarian because we had raised him vegetarian, and then I went to eating meat, and he's still very much in that belief mindset. So I try to not eat meat in front of him because I do understand his judgment. I helped impart that into him. You know what I mean? So I do usually not eat meat in front of him, but
You gotta see, I'd be a terrible parent. I'd be like, you gotta teach him. You gotta teach him that there are people who are different, and you gotta be like, yell at him while you do it. So he just yell terrible things.
he'll eat with his friends who eat meat. You know what I mean? Like he, but I think because I reached it so hard and he was
Yeah,
my
and then
kid,
you are
it's like,
well, yeah, I
and I
might.
still believe in that, just like you said, the industry's horrible, the treatment of animals is insane. So I agree with that mindset. I get why he is. I was having health issues, and because I was not a healthy vegetarian for 20 years,
That's
my
also
body broke down. So right now for me, eating meat is the best way to try to replenish my system and get a better immune system, et cetera. But I do think that the industry's insanely cruel and disgusting.
yeah, that's I had a similar thing. Like I was vegetarian, not vegetarian, I didn't eat red meat. I think it was simple enough when I was younger that I was like, I don't want to eat fluffy things. That's all I was. I was like, it's fluffy, I don't want to eat it. And then I think when I was getting to be more of an adult, I think that I started eating red meat and it was making me feel better. If it's like highly processed bullshit, it always makes me feel terrible. But when it was like good, I was like, oh, I feel like my body needs this. So I kind of just think everybody's body is different. Again, I don't think anybody should be eating like beef jerky. I don't know, just highly like McDonald's, highly processed bullshit. But if you actually can get access to good meat, I think that can be good for some people. It's just really, we also, our country is not good with the food. I think RFK is insane, but I agree with him on two things, which is like the pharmaceutical stuff and the food stuff. But yeah, he's general. I'll kill
I
him, kill
agree
him.
with him on that as well. I think hopefully in part of our evolution, we get back to communities and farming, because I do think when you eat local, whether it's meat, vegetables, dairy, it also usually means better treatment for the animals involved when it's not this huge big warehouse, of animals being kept in crazy small conditions. That kind of shit really is fucked up. So if you can control it, which some people can, it depends on how much money they have,
Yeah, like there's food deserts. Like people are like, why are you so unhealthy? It's like some people live in places where they don't have access to like grass-fed, organic, like farm-raised, whatever, like beef. They can't, and if they were, they couldn't afford it anyway. So yeah, it's tricky.
How do you feel about horse carriage rides? I'm against them.
I don't know enough about it because I had a friend, she was my old roommate. I haven't seen her in a while, but she was very obsessed with horses and she was like, horses love to work. So I don't know. But I don't know enough about that specific industry. I know
They're
women.
overworked. That's the
That's,
issue.
yeah.
I'm not saying, I think usually when animals are involved in the industry, they get fucked with just like humans do, because we're not in a healthy system. But the horses in Manhattan and other places, they collapse in the heat. It's just inhumane conditions, but fits in with all the other bullshit, really. I just hope that once again, people with bravery and strong hearts, like, just keep speaking your truth. Truth really does have power, and I think we know that as comedians, like, because this world can feel like it's caving in on us. It's just so fucked up. But I think if you can find the humor and speak your truth as much as you can, there is, a way to make a difference. That's what I think.
That is beautiful. I think you should run for mayor. Go for
I'd be an awesome mayor. I
it.
wouldn't know the fuck what's going on or what I'm doing. So, and I'm sure that would be so boring with them trying to go over like budgets. And I'd be like, okay, this is boring the shit out of me. Can you give me like the synopsis of this shit? But I would love in general to actually clean shit up. And I'm very much against Manhattan put in all these like red light cameras and other cameras. And it's fucking Manhattan. Like, it's so easy to accidentally run a red, because it's like traffic gets gridlocked and it's
Oh
just a
yeah.
nightmare.
I almost get killed every day with people who run red lights. That's kind of amazing that they're
Oh,
like,
you're.
you, they don't give a fuck that you're walking. Like the light's red. Meh.
No, that's true. That's true. It's
I
more of a
still
situation when like it's gridlocked, but I guess maybe it would make people less crazy in general. And Manhattan drivers are crazy.
I'm
I
so
wish I could walk around, because I have my dang cane, so I have to like drive everywhere still. Because I think, yeah, in Manhattan, if you can live without a car,
Read. I don't.
that's.
I usually. I like to make friends with people who have cars. I don't like to take me to anywhere. I don't. I'm also. I don't remember how to parallel park. I haven't. I tried to do it once in Brooklyn, and it was so embarrassing. Everybody was judging me, and I was like, "Oh God, this feels sexist because I'm a woman." That I just ended up driving it to like a parking lot because I couldn't remember. It was like I hadn't done it. I hadn't had to parallel park in so long. But I'm very afraid to drive in the city. I also just don't drive a lot. Like if I'm in the country, I'm fine. Like it's great. But I would have a nervous breath. Like I God bless anybody who drives in the city.
I
Terrifying.
usually find good parking, and I'm a great parallel parker because of 14 years or 15 years of comedy having to drive from Jersey into Manhattan. If you're not a good parallel parker, you don't have a comedy career. You will not get to that spot on time.
All right, I'll learn. I'll learn.
I mean, it was like do or die. So now I'm pretty good at it. Yesterday, I had to cram into a small ass spot, you know what I mean? Really quickly, because I was like, I barely made it to my spot on time. So I think, yeah, it forced me. But I don't even know what my point with that whole thing was now.
Being mayor. Change you think. Yeah. Oh God. Now this will be an incentive for me to relearn how to parallel park. It's good. I'll be like, I'll never have a career.
No, you don't have to because you can take public transportation.
I
I
know.
can't really walk right now. So if I take the train, like I have limited amount of walking in me. You know what I mean? So it's like I have, and I'm coming from Philly. So I can't really do those trains because you got to walk a decent amount in those train stations. They're fucking huge.
Oh, so many stairs. I feel like, but one day though, if I want to move out of the city and do what you're doing, I gotta do it.
Yes, then you would.
I should learn. I haven't had to do it since I was like 17. There was just never an instance where it's like generally that you really had to do it where I grew up, and then I just forgot.
I do love being good at it. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I definitely afterwards I'm like, yeah, I'm a woman and I parallel park.
Yep. Love it.
So it is cool, but it was also very stressful learning. But like I didn't even mean to get good. It was just I had to fit into that spot. And the people honking behind me are freaking me out and like activating my system. So I had to learn how to get in there quick. But now, I mean, it's still nerve-wracking, but I'm pretty good. Okay, let's see. Our last topic will be, this is a little dated, but I haven't gotten to really talk about this since the presidential debate. I'm sure you saw clips, if not the whole thing. And I just want to know what you thought. I think obviously Trump's statement about they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, that became a meme. That's a
The
whole thing.
dog eating the
But I
dog.
will say, because I did some research on this, that in some communities, the geese population and ducks have drastically gone down. And I'm like, okay, so how do I feel if there are immigrants that are eating the geese and ducks, how do I feel? And I asked my husband, and he was like, I don't fucking care if they're eating geese. And I was like, you know what? I don't know if I care either.
Just snorted. This is the most apocalyptic thing. Like, who cares that the immigrants are eating the geese? We have more important things.
I've never really met a geese that I like really liked and was
Geese
like, I fucks with this geese.
are doing us all a favor by eating those assholes. No, I mean, I think there was a woman not in Springfield who was a citizen who I think killed a cat on bath salts or something. And that was, and not to tie it back to Tim Dillon, but he did share a clip of it. And he was like, who is this woman voting for? But yeah, no, it's terrible. I think like Haitians in that community are getting like bomb threats. He's a terrible, like I said, I mean, he's such a bad person. I think he was at a conference to combat anti-Semitism, and he said that if he loses, it's the Jews' fault. Like, the
Oh,
guy
I saw that.
can't not be a total piece of shit. So yeah, in terms of like if they're stealing geese, you know what, I don't like it. I'm not for it. They got it. I mean, you know, it's a problem. We do have a problem with immigration. Like, it does need to be improved. I think you could say that. But
I
I just
feel like I should go out and kill a geese and try to eat it. I feel like I'd get arrested though really quickly. And that would be just horrible for my image, is like this picture of me with like a goose and its neck's all like limp and it's like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm just hunting in the wild. Like, what's wrong with that? You know? I can go and get chicken from the supermarket. Why can't I get this geese from
I
the
guess it's not a
local
bad
hiking
point.
trail?
It's not a horrible point. It's like, why, you can buy a dead bird in a store, or you could kill it yourself. That is, you know,
There's a meat
it's
store
little.
near me that sells exotic meats, like I think kangaroo, ostrich, all sorts of game.
Kangaroo.
So if people are eating an ostrich, why the hell can't you eat a goose or geese, whatever? So like, and I guess if you go hunting though, that's supposed to be like a permit thing. You can't just go hunt everywhere.
You got a permit to hunt geese in a pond. I don't know. I don't think it's a bad point. I don't know enough about immigrants eating geese, but I look, I do th yeah, like I do think they need to get their shit together with that a little bit, but I don't think that Trump is gonna help it. I don't know. It just
The one
God.
thing I'm not with the left, not the one thing, one of the things I'm not with the left on is the open borders. I know it's not
Right. It should
open.
be everybody. They gotta regulate it a little better. Maybe like,
Yes.
you killed a goose? How often? Like maybe don't kill the geese.
I don't even care about that part. It's just like there's so many people, and we're already not taking care of our citizens. Like, people are not doing well. And I had a friend, her fiance, I mean, now it's her husband, but he went through the system. You know, it took forever, but they did it that way. I know some of these people are fleeing horrific conditions, and that's why I do understand it to a degree, but you can't just completely open it. There has to still be the
Yeah, that's I have a friend who it is
process.
funny. It's always people who just came here who are the most like hating of immigrants. Not really. But she, yeah, my friend who came here from Venezuela and was like, I don't like that all these people are coming. Like she's like, some of the people who are really bad are coming in and it's really bad. And I'm like, if you heard a white lady say that, you would have been like, oh my God, you're so right that. But she's right. She's, you know. So yeah, I'm not like very well educated on the border. But I totally agree that it's a little wackadoo. But I think people, and I'm not political enough to know about this, but there are people who also blame Trump for that, for something he signed, and then it's kind of like people cleaning up his mess. I think that is a lot of what happens. Like stuff happens under the Biden administration that's like cleaning up a lot of what the Trump administration did, and then the Biden administration gets shit for it. And maybe there's probably valid, obviously valid
Well,
criticism.
both sides pretty much suck. Both sides are still so steeped in politics that, you know, they get bought out by big corporations. You know, I don't feel like once again, most politicians are authentic, you know. But yeah,
So gotta choose one.
it's hard to know which president's fucking what up because yeah, the one inherits the other one's problems.
Right. Still gotta choose one. Chapel Rowan, you youngin, you youth, hush up, sing your songs. You're allowed to have an opinion. It's like just stop listening to. But like, look, it's cool that that Taylor Swift came out. She actually like that did change things, and it's insane, but it's fine. But it's like, yeah, who gives a fuck if a pop star doesn't know a lot about politics. They're not supposed to. Who care? Like, stop listening to pop stars and telling you who to, whatever. I sound like I'm 85. I'm just saying, you gotta pick one though, kiddos. I'm gonna wag my finger. Gotta
Kamala, that's
pick
my
the
choice.
shitty
I'm
one.
going Kamala for
Yeah.
many reasons.
Right. Right. She just also seems like so much more of a human, even if it's just
Yes.
that. Like, even just seeing anything she's doing, I'm like, at least I do think it's funny that we didn't give a shit about her and now everybody's like, Mamala. I'm like, I'm not going to pretend that, you know, but you can just see she's a human person and Trump is not. I was rewatching American Psycho. Have you seen it? Last night, it's on
Years
Netflix.
ago.
I haven't seen it in so long. And like, every 2 seconds, he's like, is that Donald Trump? Is that Donald Trump? Like, it's amazing. So he's not a person. And I shouldn't say, I still don't want him to get shot. Can't, that's also so crazy. There were two assassination attempts, and we're like, we didn't even roll the second one. We're like, oh, I'm bored. That's crazy. But
Well,
yeah.
things are boiling over. You know, it's the same with gun issues, school shootings, you know. People are not at rest in this world. And I still think there needs to be gun reform, obviously, but I think there needs to be just a reform of how we treat each other. And I think the key is not doing the toxic positivity. I think being real and listening to people's ups and downs, because some of these kids even are having real downs and they're not being listened to. And then, you know, so I think we got to start listening and being real. And that's the way we can prevent our apocalypse.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down. I really have no patience for any of it anymore. If I say something, I know you could like not talk about political stuff. It's probably not a good idea in general with your friend, but like sometimes when I hear from the far right, if there's a point being made by somebody who's a friend of mine and it's far right or far left, I can't handle it anymore. I'm like, shut the fuck up. What you're saying is insane. I'm not gonna pretend it's not insane. We don't have to talk about it, but I'm not gonna sit here and nod and pretend you're not acting crazy. Because this is it's not, I don't. We can just choose to
And
Talk
yeah,
about.
I feel like if someone's free to share their opinion and it starts to make you rumble inside, you're free to share yours. Because sometimes I hold it in and I'm like, it's not even worth it. I don't want to, spend my energy on this debate. But then sometimes I'm like, I gotta fucking say something. Because, like you're saying, if it's too much stupidity, in my opinion, I'm like, nope, I'm saying this.
Yeah, I don't even have to like super get into it. I think it happened really just like once over the last few months where I really got into it with somebody that I'm like, what you're saying is, and it was like, and I've actually made that's what started the bit that I tried the first time at that weird show that we met at, that was from a friend who I'm like, what you're saying is just fucking raw. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like acting super condescending and like you're the stupid one when they're saying things that are empirically false. You're like, I don't. So it's, and yeah, the left is really good at doing that in a very infuriating way. And again, we wonder why people don't like us. And like, it's just, and that was also part of it. I was like, you're why people are mad. Like, stop being yourself for 2 minutes. But for the most part, I'll just be like, I disagree. That's bullshit. Like, I don't know what, but we can agree to disagree. But yeah, I've stopped pretend. I think I used to kind of pretend to agree when, or just I brush it off when people were saying insane shit. And I don't have the capacity.
You always got to feel it out in each moment. Like, do I feel like doing this? If not, and yeah, I trust my intuition on that. I'm like, I didn't go in there because it just wasn't worth it. Or it's like I went in because this person needed to know.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Well, Molly, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you?
Thank you for having me. This was so fun. I'm at Dolly Mensmore, which is my name with the first letter switched. At Dolly Mensmore, I'm on the talk ticks. But you kids, stop standing Hamas. They're not good boys. I'm 97 years old. I'm on the talk ticks as Dolly Mensmore. And I'm on Instagram as Dolly Mensmore. And I have mollydensmore.com. And I think, and yeah, I'm on YouTube. I'm bad at it, but maybe follow me and it will inspire me to be better at it and post more stuff.
I know it's so hard to keep up with all of the stuff. I wish I put out more videos on TikTok, YouTube, all of it, but it's a lot to just be a human.
No, but thank you again. This was lovely.
Yes, thank you for coming on, and thanks everyone so much for listening. Bye.